The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden's handling of the economy continues to be a weakness in the eyes of the public. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to a recent AP-NORC poll, 7 out of 10 Americans say the economy is doing poorly. With the country facing stubbornly high inflation, only 38% of those surveyed approve of President Biden's handling of the economy. About a quarter of Americans now say things in the country are headed in the right direction. That's up from July, but 72% say things are going in the wrong direction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Preparations underway in London for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. It'll be tomorrow. Thousands of police, hundreds of troops, and an army of officials are on the job. President Biden arrived in London early this morning. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager explains what Biden has done.
The isolation of a segment of the population as the misfortune of a country has a very dark pedigree. People should be aware that these things can lead to very bad results. When a leader of a country tells the people of a country there's a segment of the country that is its misfortune.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-942-1451 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-942-1451 for your free quote. That's 800-942-1451.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Whether you're preparing for a typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful, creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas, we're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning we'll spend the hour with Michael Rozencich, who started flying in the mid-80s, logging approximately 250 hours. Like a lot of us, life got in the way, and he didn't fly until 2010 when he started up again with a zest and has piled on nearly 1,200 hours since. And Michael, welcome to the World of Aviation.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How badly did I destroy your last name?
Well, let's compare it to the rest of the people that have destroyed my last name. You did very, very well. But, I've been so busy lately trying to pile on those hours. I haven't had time to buy another vowel and help everybody out. So we're just rolling with it as we got it.
Okay, I got to cross off the next question. Have you? Never mind. I bet you have heard that a lot.
Exactly right. It's picking up dry cleaning or cars from service. I just throw out the first three letters and they can find my name.
Oh man! Tell me about your grandfather. Did he help you get into flying?
Actually, all he did was expose me to the addiction. He was an out-of-state grandfather. He was out of Ohio, and I'm from northern Minnesota. And when he'd come to visit, he and Grandma would, when weather permitted and time, he would fly his plane in, and we'd get a ride, and that just sort of exposed me to the, I'll always be flying as best I can, whether it's hangar flying or flying the plane or whatever I can do to get near it. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, what kind of plane did he have that he would take you up in?
Well, he was I always want the next plane kind of guy. So I don't have the full list of different airplanes he bought, but as soon as he bought it, I think he put a for sale sign in it, was looking at the next one. I know his last plane and his second to the last plane. And so he had a Viking Blanca 3 was the last plane he had. He had a 172F. And then I remember he had a Stinson 108 at one point, and he had a Piper Colt. And my uncle actually has the majority of his logbook, so someday I'll go through all of those and see what I can find for history and write it all down for the next people to go, wow, this guy was as crazy as my dad.
Now, Lee, a mutual friend, Lee Michaels, Lee, he mentioned that you searched for one of your grandfather's airplanes and you bought it. Is that true?
That is true. That is true. Actually, with the interwebs, and I'm a faculty at a college, and I teach students. I teach IT, but I teach it to students. But so I'm pretty good at the interwebs, and I was able to track it down through the N number lookup, which was really new back in the day. And I found the plane was in Tennessee, and I wrote letters to the gentleman that had it. Got no response. On a whim, tried finding it a little bit later on when kid three came along saying, Daddy, how come you don't fly me like you flew brothers? Because, of course, I hadn't flown in a number of years. I tracked down the plane in Michigan and corresponded with the gentleman there saying, hey, I see you just bought a plane my grandfather owned. Do you mind if I come over and give my youngest a ride in it? And then we corresponded back and forth for about five more years. And then he heard I was going to Oshkosh, and he cautioned me to not buy anything there. And when I got back from AirVenture the one year, he goes, "So you want to buy your grandpa's airplane?" And I said, we might be able to work something out. And I acquired the 172F that he had that was my grandmother's favorite airplane that he sold without asking her, by the way. And then my grandmother was like 4 foot nothing. And to go from the Skyhawk with the crank-up seat where she could see everything when they went cross-country to, and I'm only semi-quoting a very nice, long-since-passed lady, all I could see was that colorful expletive green wing with the Blanca as they were flying cross-country because it was a little wing plane. Yeah. No, I've always had that. Wow. There was a hat in the an orange hat with the El Marxolot tail number on it. So I remembered the tail number that was hanging in our basement forever. And so I was able to track it down by the tail number.
And how long ago was that you purchased that?
I bought that in 2012. I found it almost 10 years earlier, but I didn't get correspondence until about 08. And in 2012, I was able to acquire the plane. And almost brought it home the same day I bought it, except for the silly oil sump that let go about 10 minutes after landing the test flight. So, hey, welcome to aviation, right?
Yeah. What year 172 is it?
It's born on date is 1964, actually December 7th of 64, so I can always remember the date. But the model year is 65. Which is a wonderful thing because shortly after I bought it, it becomes one of those classic or vintage things. So you only have to pay the registration that year. And then now the next register is $25. The state of Minnesota gets money again from it when I sell it, which will be shortly after I die.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. How many hours are on the plane at this point?
I got about 4,400 hours on the airframe. We had the overhaul done. The previous overhaul was done in 85 along with the interior and I think the paint. And then I did the overhaul in 2018 and I've got about 400 hours on it since then. So,
have you upgraded the avionics at all on it?
Well, I've been discussing that with my wife. It may or may not happen soon, but we got the engine first. I upgraded some of the steam gauges a little bit, and I've got a decent audio panel and a four-place intercom, but I have not yet gone glass, although that's in the cards and it's in the near future.
Have you put in like a Garmin GPS system at all?
I have an iFly GPS that's a portable. I don't have an installed on it, but I've got that and the little eye level ADS-B in and RS, so I can... I got pretty pictures on there, and it looks like it's glass, but it's still portable, and it works for most of my missions. You know, mostly I'm flying Young Eagles and proficiency flying. So,
yeah. Did you say you had in and out ABS?
The aircraft has ADS-B out. I have a portable receiver for the ADS-B in, and that does link with my portable GPS and helps a great deal. A little surprising, you know,
personally,
though, the first time
for me,
get it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The first time you get the ADS-B in, it's shocking to see how many other little triangles are out there in the sky that you never, ever saw before. And it took a while to acclimate to that.
That's what I was just going to say, and it's one of the greatest features, in my opinion, since heated steering wheels in cars.
True that. Well, I think I'll go heated seats. I don't have a heated steering wheel yet, but
heated
we'll work
seats.
On that. But heated seats do not make us sad.
Yeah. You know, when I first went up with ABS-BN, I was like you, was like, it's amazing how many planes that we never saw in the air that we now see. It is true.
Back, I did my private out of Crystal Skyways at Crystal Airport, and took my written at Blaine in the now for sale previous U of M building kind of museum thing with pencil and a you know, color in the dots kind of thing, and you'd mail it in and you wait for 6 to 8 weeks to see if you passed, as opposed to now where it's the, you click the mouse and it says congratulations player one or game over. So the trepidation of the delay on everything was interesting. But flying back then, I had a number of instructors, because during my quest for license, it was fly for $500, run out of money. Fly for $500, bucks, run out of money. And so the really basics were big sky, little plane, and clouds have not silver linings, but aluminum linings. Stay out of them because you're going to hit somebody that's on the other side.
And that Michael, hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about your aviation flying, because it is a truly great story. Michael Rozencich is our guest, and you're listening to The World of Aviation. If you'd like to jump in, by the way, our phone number is area code 651-289-4488. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
We know saving money is great. That's why Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has a sale of up to $2,400 and $75 off a new furnace and air conditioner combo. Just in time for the fall snap, Standard Heating has brought back the September triple saving sale. This month's promotion, plus manufacturer rebates, plus utility rebates, it gets better. Standard Heating takes care of all the paperwork for you. That's a combined savings of up to $2,475. They're also offering 0% financing. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has 92 years of service in the community. That's three generations of the same family-owned and operated business. Take advantage of this month's triple savings sale with up to $2,475 off. And hurry, because this offer ends September 30th. Visit standardheating.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, providing the comfort you deserve since 1930. Standardheating.com. Mention the Patriot. That's standardheating.com.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there's no time like the present to start your career in aviation. This is Al Malmberg. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Choose your career-specific courses that enhance your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in the commercial pilot, aviation management, or the FAA-approved dispatch course. Academy College makes the college transition easy, no matter what your current circumstances. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy's support. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066. Next quarter begins October 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation, and before we get back to Michael, I just want to mention something here. Over the years, we've talked about the incredible need over the next 20 years for pilots. There's a huge shortage, but there is also a great need for AMP mechanics
If you're not familiar with aviation, AMP stands for Airframe and Power Plant. And these are the individuals, both men and women, who keep our planes safe to fly. We rely on them. And Academy College is now offering the AMT Apprenticeship Support Program. And this is a new program, and it's incredible. It supplements a person's on-the-job training with a structured approach, which provides support to ensure completion and success for you in the future. Being a maintenance tech is a fabulous career. And if you want more information, you can go to Academy's website, website at academycollege.edu for more information. And by the way, if you're looking to hire an AMP tech, you can contact Academy College about this program because it's going to help you out as well. Academy College is having an open house on September 21st from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and you'll learn about the Aircraft Maintenance Technician Apprenticeship Program. Again, it's a new program, and it is awesome. It truly is. Go to the open house and check it out. And, Michael, you know what I'm talking about, how we rely on mechanics, the AMPs.
Oh, yes.
These guys are fantastic.
They are. Without them, we none of us would be flying without the turning the wrench and keeping us safe, on privately owned aircraft not used for commercial. Owners can change the oil. Well, I still hire that done. I do owner assist on the annual, and I do. I want to be there every time because I see one engine. An A&P sees different engines, can find anomalies. Like, hey, you know, this thing that's like there, it doesn't belong there. Yeah. Well, it's always been there.
Yeah.
How would I know, right? So the knowledge that they have and their skill set to keep us flying is underappreciated, and I really like to just give a tip of the hat to all of the people that are turning wrench and keep us all safe.
You're right. You know, when I do the walk around and I pop the hood, so to speak, and I look inside the engine compartment, check the oil, check the fan belt, you know, all the things that we do before every single flight. Yeah, we may miss that drop of oil, which is one of those warning signs that you want to watch out for, but it can be missed. You know, these guys are just fantastic. And again, you know, seriously, when you look at the need for pilots over the next 20 years, you know, we don't think about the shortage of AMP mechanics. And it's a great career. It really is. So get over to the open house at Academy College.
I'd like to, but I have to work. But other people can go. That would be fun.
I expect to see you there, Michael.
I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up, so who knows? I'm in however many careers I'm in now. It doesn't matter. It's enjoy where you are and always be looking for new opportunities to learn. And you don't have to be 18 or 21 to go start a new career. You can do it whenever the need hits you or the feeling hits you there. So, and you're talking about oil drops. So the 172 I have has a Continental 0300, and it falls into that movie Cars. If there's not oil under them, there's not oil in them. It's like almost not as bad as a radial engine, but yeah, there's always a drip or two on the nose wheel, but you have to know what's normal and what's a little bit extra, and we don't like the little bit extra.
I was looking at Mike's flight page, and you are a self-proclaimed aviation evangelist. Explain that.
Well, I
love it.
Yeah, I had that little itch of aviation, and I've been trying all sorts of different things throughout my life to get into it, and it's just such an amazing thing to fly. And we'll get into it a little bit later on, I'm sure, but the only thing better than flying is sharing the flying experience. But when the students come to my classrooms, and I teach IT, which has pretty much nothing to do with aviation, but aviation incorporates a lot of IT with the ADS-B, as we talked about earlier, with GPS, with the GoPro cameras you may or may not have on your wings, and the Wi-Fi that's on it. And so I always just use I can find a way to bring aviation into almost any conversation, and I try to teach when we do the STEM kids for the middle schools and for the later elementary years, like take math in high school or take math in junior high because it's on everything. And then I try to explain why. And I'll use an example of you burn 8 gallons an hour, you got 36 gallons, how far until you fall out of the sky? And so I just find ways to bring it in. And like the T-shirts that they sell everywhere, how do you know if you're talking to a pilot? They'll tell you. It doesn't matter what you have. I'd like to buy this six-pack of Coca-Cola and this super-sized M&M's. and I'm a pilot. You know, that's a typical day.
It is. It truly is.
And that's even that's at the self-serve checkout. I do it at the normal one, too.
It is so true, isn't it? I mean, it really is.
It's so, you know, and one of the things that you mentioned, Michael, it is so true, is that, you know, not only do we love to fly, but we love to share it with everyone. And you know, I tell people all the time, if you want to go up, let me know. Because it's fun to share that with people. It truly is.
Right. It's first flight Sunday. After that, you're buying lunch. And then we'll go from there. And then, of course, asterisk, assuming that lunch doesn't exceed the pro rata percentage of the operational cost of that flight. So, you know, because we have to equally contribute, right? But, you know, I don't mind. You cruise on out to Wisconsin and grab lunch somewhere, or just bring a lunch and fly up to Shell Lake, which is a beautiful little airport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, John Berg, who is our producer this morning in studio, 2 weeks from he's going to be my guest next week, along with an instructor from Thunderbird, because John is going to do a discovery flight, and he is really really excited about this, and I'm just as excited because you get to share it with him. So next week we're going to have the instructor that he's going to go up with, and they're going to talk about what they're going to be doing. And then on October 2nd, the following Sunday, so 2 weeks, we're going to have John as the guest talking about his discovery flight. And it's always so much fun to see it through the eyes of somebody who's just discovered that and experienced that.
I am looking forward to it, guys. I guarantee it.
I think you're going to look back at this day and say, that's the last day I had leftover money at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And then,
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Yeah. Michael, I recall now, you mentioned, Al mentioned Lee Michaels and sort of coordinating you as a guest. And I actually remember getting a text from Lee, and it was a picture of you and Lee and Mrs. Lee on the tarmac. I think, what is it? Is it Siren? Is it the Siren Airport?
That would be correct.
I just now put that together when you mentioned Shell Lake as well, because I've seen that one as well. That's my stomping ground. So he texted me when he was up by my cabin. I just put all that together. I'm really looking forward to this flight next week as well. And it's going to be a blast, Al. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And
Michael,
will,
do you see John? Do you see or Michael? Do you see John getting a float plane down the road here for his cabin?
Well, that would be very cool. I looked at putting floats on the 172. First of all, it's fairly anemic, so it doesn't have a lot of power on it. But then I looked at the cost to have them installed, and I'm like, buy a plane that's already got floats, I think was the right answer, because I'd be investing a little bit more than that. But you could do like me. I've landed on Lake Mille Lacs 5 times, and I only have wheels.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds a little risky.
we had a cabin on Lake Miltona up by Alexandria, and we were sitting out on the dock, beautiful evening, watching the sun going down, and I said to my wife, you know what would be really great is to have a float plane land on the lake and taxi up to our dock from the Twin Cities. And my wife started chuckling, and she goes, Al, you have a hard time putting the boat in the lift.
She got you on that one.
Oh, bang. It's a
rim shot.
Exactly. You know, float planes would be great, but, you know, if you just have somebody with a plow and you only like to go to the cabin in the wintertime, Al, have you been to Iceport ever?
I have not, I've heard about it, and it sounds like a great time.
Two years ago, Iceport is, for those who don't know, is the weekend after you have to take the ice fishing houses off the lakes for overnight. A resort on Lake Mille Lacs, I don't know if they sponsor it, if it just happens to be there. They have Iceport and then the year. So, like, the next will be Iceport 2023. In Iceport 2021, 152 airplanes landed on the road that comes off from the bay where the resort is. They have it 3,000 feet long and 60 feet wide. And you just wait for a break in traffic and land. And so my wife and I went up there. We didn't do it during Iceport right away. I wanted to practice on a weekday so I'd have less of an audience if I tipped a wing into the snow or something. So it's like I waited for a break in traffic. I landed. And I was taxiing up to the resort, and this guy in the Suburban driving the other way on the same road, he's got his camera out like he's never seen an airplane driving to a bar before.
That's fun.
Call ahead. You got the burgers ready. So we landed. Of course, it's cold. You don't want to land and just get cold. So you land, you pre-order from the plane, toss the blanket over the cowling, go in, have your burger, jump back out and fly home. And it's kind of a long way to go for a to-go burger, but it's an adventure. That's what we do the flying for. It's
well, that's the
like
fun.
You can never imagine it. Yeah.
Yep. And it's well, it's fun. That's all you can say. Michael, we are going to take a break. You're listening to the World of Aviation. Michael Rozencic, our guest. And if you'd like to jump in, our phone number, again, is area code 651-289-4488. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, two locations at the Crystal Airport and Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
There are few things in life better than leaving the confines of old Mother Earth, putting the nose of your airplane on the center line, and going full throttle down the runway. You put a little back pressure on the stick, and the plane knows when to lift off. It's a feeling you can only get being a pilot. Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. You can experience this by taking a $99 discovery flight at Thunderbird. You'll go up with a certified flight instructor, and you will actually take the controls of the plane and fly it. You'll feel the exhilaration, excitement, and gratification that you've heard me talk about so many times over the years. Thunderbird Aviation is where I learned to fly, and they are simply the best. They have a variety of aircraft you can rent, and you can always be assured that they've been maintained to the highest of standards. The first step, though, is to take a discovery flight. Visit their website at ThunderbirdAviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. To learn more about the discovery flight, go to ThunderbirdAviation.com. You're listening to the World of Aviation. Michael Rozencic is our guest, and he's been flying since the mid-80s, but starting in 2010, he got back into it after life interrupted his flying, and that happens to most of us.
Michael, you are really involved in the Young Eagles program, which is a great program. And as of last month, you have flown 725 kids. You've taken them up for flights. Tell us how you got involved in the Young Eagles program. Tell us about the Young Eagles program and what it's like to fly these youngsters around. It's got to be one of the most gratifying things I would think that a person can do.
And I agree with that, but I'm going to have to update your stats. It's now 741 last Saturday out of last Saturday, EAA Chapter 237 flew 67 kids with five planes and pilots running out of Atlantic Aviation's jet facility up there. And they the facility, they let us fly the kids out of there, which they're a little bit crazy, but what the heck, we'll take the space. We flew one of our senior pilots flew his 900th kid. One of our other pilots flew his grandkid for the first flight. A pilot named Glenn flew our chapter's 8,000th kid flying Young Eagles from Chapter 237 out of Blaine. And then, of course, I got 16 more, another Mike there, the other Mike in the Mike's Flight thing. He flew 19 kids in one day on that, and it is amazing, and it's really... It's where I found my people. I've been a member of EAA a long time because when you know get your pilot's license or even your student pilot license and you join AOPA, you join EAA. But I never really did anything with it. And I just started going and checking out what they had to do when my youngest had an interest in it, so we brought him over there. I didn't have a current license at the time. Well, I had a license. I didn't have a current medical. So he took a flight with not even an official Young Eagle flight. He just took a flight with one of the other pilots there when they had an open house picnic. And then I was voluntold that I'd be getting involved in this chapter. And it's the best assigned mission I've ever had to just experience it. I'm the Young Eagle coordinator for the chapter. And every flight becomes better and better. We've now got a software developed by a gentleman from another chapter that EAA National uses that helps people sign up for the flights and find the flights. And I'm going to do a shameless plug for it. It's yeday.org. And you put in your zip code, and it will find whichever chapter is nearest to you and when their next events are. Mm-hmm. And if there are no events scheduled, it lists the Young Eagle coordinators for the five nearest chapters. And folks 8 to 17 are eligible to take a zero-cost, $0 interest-free flight, not to take away from the ones during the commercials. Those are for grown-ups to take those flights.
But this is just to
see if it's a thing that's for you. And we talked about the pictures of Lee and Mrs. Lee smiling over at Siren there. But you see the kids, and they're smiling because they think they're supposed to smile. But then once they break ground, it changes from the smile with trepidation to a smile like, wow, this is really cool. And I'll tell you what, that is one of the best feelings. We get up 5 miles away. And then level off, and our general circuit is up to near Running Aces at Forest Lake, go up to Coon Lake, and come back down 65. So it's about a 25-minute flight. And the kids are flying. I mean, we get up, we do the landing and takeoff, because, of course, landings go fast, pull back. That's not that big of a deal. Flying, anybody can do. But landing separates pilots from news stories. So we just we go ahead and take care of the landing on that. It's just amazing to watch the kids. Some kids have it right away. Other kids, they're just content to fly around and see what's there. But it's amazing. And I posted our next event is coming up on the 8th of October. And I put the registration up yesterday at about 11, and by about 4 o'clock it was full. So with people.
No kidding. Wow.
And you think, wow, these are just getting, because they get the alerts if they've been in it before. And you would think that we're getting just the same repeats, but we get great feedback from the registration website. Like 58% were first-time flyers this last week. Mm. So we're sharing this experience. as you mentioned, we're really low on pilots. We really need to get more pilots, more AMPs. We need supply chain managers, airport managers, things of that like. And if I may, another event coming up next weekend is Girls in Aviation. That's down at Flying Cloud. And that is at Stars of the North. We participated in one of those. We flew about 150 kids on an unrelated event at the same airfield at the same time a few years back. And that was with about a dozen and a half planes. And it was an amazing event. There were like 3,500 people at it. It was astounding. But the Young Eagles program is great. And through the Young Eagles program, depending on the age of the kid and how involved they are, they get free access to Sporty's online ground school. And so they can complete those lessons. And they're starting to build, they being EAA and other organizations, they're starting to build more of a, okay, here's an intro flight, now what? And they're filling that in with their new Aero Educate program, encouraging K-12 instructors to adopt some of this free curriculum. And we can bring students and would-be flyers, would-be aerospace engineers, or wherever they're going to be, understanding what the different career options are. But like you said, the flying, the sharing, the wow factor is amazing. One of the young people I had a privilege of flying a few years back is now a charter pilot out of Blaine again, Oak County Blaine Airport. It's like, wow, I know you. You're that guy, and it was him. It was the same guy.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a great story. Let's talk a little bit about the first. I want to go back. So the age range for the Young Eagles is 8 to 17.
That is correct, 8 to 17.
Now let's talk about the pilots. You guys, I'm talking about you and all the other people, the other pilots that are doing this. You own your own plane, and this is something that you do out of the goodness of your hearts. And it's no cost to the Young Eagles. You just provide the opportunity for these youngsters to go up.
Absolutely.
Am I summing that up correctly? Simplifying it?
You are. You are simplifying it, summing it, and doing all those wonderful things. We donate our time, the fuel, the use of the aircraft to just share the experience. I mean, if we're where we are, things have gone well for us, and we're trying to do a hand up and experience. Once all those fences went around all the airports, you can't just ride your bike into the airport, wash a plane, and get a ride anymore. You know, there's gate codes for security reasons and everything, and we're trying to give back to our community, inspire the next generation of us. There are a number of pilots that rent the planes to do these flights, so it's becoming, and if listeners are interested in becoming, go join your local EAA chapter and fill in the youth protection paperwork and see me. I could always use more planes up there. The more planes we have, the more kids we can fly, the happier we are.
Sure. Yeah. I want to go back just a little bit. You had mentioned that children, youngsters that are interested in this, they can go where to find out where the nearest club is, EAA, the Young
right.
Eagles Club.
The Young Eagles program through EAA, to find the next event or the nearest coordinator to you, it's yeday.org. That's youngeaglesday.org. And you just put in your zip code, and it'll tell you the next flight's coming up. I know St. Cloud is very active. I know that Rochester's got an event coming up on the 24th. Ours is October 8th, Forest Lake has got one coming up on the 24th. La Crosse, also on the 8th. And they'll be listed in there, and they'll show how many, most of them will list how many kids have been flown by that chapter. And as far as I know, all the chapters have the same number of kids that they've taken flying that they brought back from flying. So that's a good thing. Their numbers balance pretty well. So if we took up 8,000 kids, we brought back 8,000 kids. I'm not sure they're the same kids, but the seat counts match.
Now, when you were talking about, first of all, how many pilots nationwide are involved in the Young Eagles program? Any idea?
Oh, sure. Ask me a real stat on that. I don't know how many pilots are nationwide on that. I know that our chapter is very active, and just because you're a member of one chapter doesn't mean you can't fly for other chapters. Sometimes a chapter will be short pilots for an event that they're doing, or an event got too big for them, and they'll do a shout out to the local chapters, and we'll fly over and bring some additional ground people and additional planes and pilots. There are certainly thousands to be able to fly. To date, let's see what it is here, because they update this almost every day. As far as kids that have flown for these, as of September 18th, I think that's today, 2,275,985 kids have had their paperwork sent in and have flown, and that doesn't count the work that's been done in the last week or so. So we'll be nearly 2.3 million kids have flown on this Young Eagles program. So
we're going to take a break, Michael, and we come back. I want to ask you how did the Young Eagles program start? Do we know who started it? Who came up with this great idea? And how quickly it expanded, because it's just such a wonderful idea. And we'll get your response to that when we come back. Michael Grzencic is our guest, very much involved with the Young Eagles program. We will take a break. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie, and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
It's no secret, America. We've been let down. Inflation is taking its toll in the grocery stores, the products we buy, and the pain of every visit to the gas pump. At Upside, we're fighting back with our free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, up to 25 cents per gallon, just for using the Upside app, no strings attached. Upside users have already been paid back a total of more than $250 million. With inflation and the soaring price of gas, it's easy to feel like you're losing control. But with Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Whenever you want, cash out with PayPal, an e-gift card, or transfer the money directly into your bank account. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an additional 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's promo code S-A-L-E-M. Remember, use promo code SALEM when you download the free Upside app and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank of gas. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there's no time like the present to start your career in aviation. This is Al Malmberg. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Choose your career-specific courses that enhance your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in the commercial pilot, aviation management, or the FAA-approved dispatch course. Academy College makes the college transition easy, no matter what your current circumstances. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy's support. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066. Next quarter begins October 3rd.
You're listening to The World of Aviation. And again, we'll be right back with Michael in a second. But I want to reiterate once again that Academy College is having an open house this coming week, September 21st, from 5 to 6:30, to learn about the Aircraft Maintenance Technician Apprenticeship Program. This is a new program, which is just out of sight. It is incredible. So check that out. You can go to their website for more information, academycollege.edu. We are speaking with Michael Grzencic, and Michael is greatly involved with the Young Eagles program. When did it start? Who started it, and who came up with this great idea?
Well, not me. It's been around for 30 years now. This is the 30th anniversary of it. And it was actually inspired by a program called Project School Flight, which Paul Poprosny, the founder of EAA, came up with. And on May 13th of 92, Tom, the president of EAA at that time, Tom Poprosny, who just passed this last year, unveiled the Young Eagles program, hoping to fly 100,000 kids by the 100th anniversary of flight. And that program succeeded, beat the goal by a month. And since then, it's just grown. And it's in an international program. I think flight's been done in 90 different countries. And some of the interesting things about the program is a participant in the program is 5 times more likely to become a pilot than someone who has never participated in the Young Eagles program. Sure. So hopefully we're going to make more pilots for us to safely continue using our skies.
Yeah, it's a fabulous idea. And once again, the best way to get someone interested in aviation is to get them into a plane and get them flying.
Right.
There's
like
nothing like it. Exactly. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, I don't know who's more excited about this, myself or John, because it's, you know, once again, we love to share, and I can't wait. Number one, next week, having the instructor, we could invite him to come in the studio so you guys will meet for the first time before you even get out at the airport.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah, then the follow up with when the you know, after you've actually gone up and flown the plane.
I'm a little nervous about that moment when I take over the control of the plane and that sense of the feeling of that, you know, that power. Michael said it's the freest feeling in the world. That's what I'm hoping for. That
as long as it doesn't get into that free falling feeling.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Remember, flying the plane is easy. Go ahead.
Michael, I live in northern Colorado, 28 miles south of the Wyoming border. And overhead where we live is called the Owl Canyon Practice Area. And all the flight schools from the Fort Collins Loveland Airport and the Greeley Airport and the Longmont Airport, they use this as a practice area. And they have 3 designated zones in that practice area. And, for example, this weekend I've been working out, putting in some pathways on the property, and it's been beautiful weather to fly this weekend. And so there have been a lot of student pilots with their instructors up in the practice area. You know, I've been watching them doing tight turns and power on and power off stalls. And I find myself, I'm supposed to be working on these pathways, and my wife looks over, and what am I doing? I'm looking up at an airplane doing maneuvers. And it's just so much fun.
It is. It's the best. And straight and level is wonderful. And certainly on these introductory flights, they're probably not going to go too crazy on you. But understanding the capabilities of yourself and the airplane are really important for inadvertent upset situations and things like that. You know, you come in landing after they're playing with the Blackhawks, and you get a really interesting landing when you're coming in. Of course, they put those helicopters here. I'm going to land long. Is that okay? Oh, that's approved. Yeah, that's fine. but flying, John, is really not that hard. You grab the wheel. It's left, right. Pull it towards you at sky. Push it forward. It's dirt. And as long as there's not too much dirt, you're fine. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to do a biannual this week, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, you just it's especially when the person you're going up with is a good friend,
And you have, we have a lot of fun when we fly together. I'm just really looking forward to doing the biannual.
Exactly. And it's, I love flying with instructors I know and instructors I haven't flown with before, because every pilot knows something about flying that every other pilot, that some other pilot doesn't. And as we continue to share our skill sets between one another, we help improve the air safety on this all. I know that I've flown with one instructor who was a retired airline, and I was taught steep turns are 60-degree bank. And I pass through that 45-degree bank, and I'm pulling in 16. And you get this, Michael. It's like, that's
now, that's funny. Truly is. I've got to ask you about, not only are you involved, you're a teacher full-time at a community college here in the Twin Cities. Which college, by the way? Let's give them a plug.
Of course. Anoka Ramsey Community College changed my life. Went from just barely making it to a bought by airplane after having gone to it as a student and then getting a job in IT after that. So I'm a college dropout. I dropped out of college because I already knew everything when I was 18. Why do I have to pay them money? And then when I was 40, I went back to college and got my degree. Yeah. So and I went there because it was 2 miles away from my house. But it was things I could do, and I really quite enjoyed it, and it provided an empowerment, and it didn't throw me in a great deal of debt, so it was a great fit at the right time.
And you started up SLV Technologies. Tell us about your company.
Well, way back in the 1980s, when Northern Minnesota thought 16-year-olds should be live on the air, I was doing three afternoons from 3 till, 10, I think, when we went off the air, and then Saturday and Sunday mornings from 5:30 to noon on a small AM-FM station in Northern Minnesota, and it was paying minimum wage plus a nickel. And we wanted more money.
Okay, what station, what community? Got to know all this.
Well, fine. It's AM 1240, FM 106.3, WMFG. Anyway,
And in what community is that?
That's up in Hibbing.
In Hibbing, all right.
And so I was there, and WKRP was on the air at the time. I'm like, this is my day job. This is not a sitcom. This is real. Because we didn't have office staff that was quite as nice. I mean, they were nice people and everything. They just didn't look like, you know, the people that were in the office.
Like Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah. Right, exactly. You know, I had our program director was somebody who went to college and went back. And then the morning drive guy was somebody actually up at Minnesota Public Radio afterwards. I understand he just retired recently. But so it was an interesting experiment in careers, but it didn't pay enough. So we started a mobile music machine thing. So that was basically one of the first mobile music DJ kind of things up on the Iron Range. Yeah. And then moved to the cities here after about 3 days after graduation. Started playing music videos back in like 84 to high schools and colleges. Mm-hmm. And then the names progressed and it became SLV Entertainment Systems. And that's where we met Lee and some other people doing some promotions, because he's worked for a lot of different four-letter organizations. So we did a bunch of shows. Then we said, wow, these speakers are getting heavier, even though they're the same speakers. And we started using the computers for the lighting. SLV became an IT and DJ business, and then we kind of dropped the DJ business off when a high school principal said, I think you DJed my prom. I said, okay, that's enough. So we'll just go do we'll go do IT. And so doing IT then has been a lot less painful on the back. Even though the shows were fun, the amateurized pay was not really what it was worth. It was a great experience. We fixed nightclubs for a long time. Met some interesting people doing the nightclub thing. But becoming the technology thing, we're working with people that, you know, not saying that all bar owners don't pay their bills, but it's kind of hard sometimes to get the bar to pay their bill. And they want, well, how about we cover your tab. How's that? Yeah, mortgage company don't like that.
Michael, unfortunately, we are out of time. It's been just a fun hour to have you on the show.
Another
and
day.
I thank you so much.
Time.
Yes,
we'll
another show.
Smoke system. All right.
Pleasure to have you on, Michael. Hold on. We're gonna talk to you. We're gonna talk to you off air. Hold on. Don't go away. Michael Grzincic is our guest, and a lot of fun. You've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
The power of the Christian education is that our children can make their decisions, and they're sound decisions, and it just makes them better adults.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, I'm Trish, and we're from Oakdale.
Jeff and Trish use the half-off tuition program for both of their sons' Christian education. That's half price for the first year of tuition at participating Twin Cities schools.
The half-off tuition program was better than we could have ever imagined for our family.
Details at TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
A journey to Israel this November will impact you forever. Join Sebastian Gorka, Dinesh D'Souza, and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, for 10 life-changing days. Register today at StandWithIsraelTour.com.
AM 1280.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.